Blog Talk Radio.
Sam Cooke. All right. Now we have another solemn edition. And I tell you what, think about this. All of us as civilized human beings, and you might not share my knowledge on what civilization is. You probably don't understand what civilization is. But let me just tell you in a repetition what world history says is civilization. Civilization is nature. It's a product of nature that not everybody you see in the world is civilized. They may have education, yes, but because civilization is nature, civilization is either present or absent. So this is the truth as I identify it by reading about existence of anything, existence of anything. The existence of a contextual thing is not the context of everything. Different contextual things exist. All right? According to the World History Text book, record of the past, right? It's always of the past, dealing with a subject matter, an issue, right? The sun that we see shines, and the earth revolution and revolution, those two action of the earth causes night and day, because the earth turns. And if you notice well, for those of us who need to get acquaintance with this, the earth turns retrograde, which means we would say walk backward. It is turning backwards then. And it has name appropriate for the action, retrograde. Right? We know the clock turns to the right of your hand. If you're facing a clock, the time is going forward. And the opposite is going left. Like, you know, if you turn to south, your left hand is on the left hand side. Right? If your face turn to the south, your left hand is on the east side, and your right hand is on the west side, right? So, I'm trying to tell you briefly what civilization is, right? So just think about what I said to you, describing motion that converts into time, days. You know, our, you know, minutes, hour, days, weeks, years, and so forth. Time. And what I just pointed out about night and day, that the earth revolves and rotates and give us the result of night and day. There was a time long ages ago, when there was no human being life on the planet Earth, even though there was night and day, because the Earth continued to show its life or its heartbeat ever since it began into the orbit. It has to move. The Earth cannot afford to stop. Do you know that? The earth must keep on moving, because wherever it was put in an orbit, it has to keep moving. Anytime, if the earth ever happened to stop moving, you know, going, rolling forward and turn over as it goes around, 24 hours in one day. Anytime we get 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness, that's 24 hours that makes a day. Right? Makes a day. All right. And so, I'm saying to you, way back in the under time, there was no human being on the planet Earth. That is what we know as a fact, both in prehistory and in modern time. You can't change that because nobody is causing that to happen. It's the divine, the immortals. They are the ones in charge of these the type of motion in the universe then. Now, I am trying to bring to you a sense of what civilization is. Since there was no human being at all on the planet, it's very important for you to see that and identify that there was nobody on the earth going back in years gone by. And when I say years gone by, it's not like 12 years. It's a whole lot more, right? And that is something that the World History Textbook lay out the time on, okay? So, we, the human race began with hominin, ape-like human. The earth, human being did not start out as a, did not start out as a civilized being. It was not a civilized creature. You got to get that. Because if you don't get it, you're going to be confused, for all of your lifetime. Right? So, you're understanding it now. You have to get the logic that there was no life. No, you are not just life, but human life. There was some kind of course, there had to be, some kind of life here. Let's say by some animals, that sea animals, or maybe before, there was a time when most of the herd covered with water. So if there was any land animal, it's not going back too far back there, right? Because land animal, not unless it can live in the water and on land. But for land animals, who water will drown them, it had to be when land appear, right? And then land animal begin to appear. All right. So I'm saying now, human being can't live in water, right? You understand that, right? unless you swim and you hold your breath under the water for a while. But that's not the life I'm talking about, or living. I'm talking about live permanently, right? We have to live where we breathe the air all the time. I'm saying to you now that there was no human being on the earth, and that is something that you are to make certain that you affirm according to reliable source of history that tell us these things. So don't believe in what I'm saying, but what I'm saying can help you to go and do a search, right? That is for people who don't know. So the thing is, we cannot form reliable conviction or factual conviction unless we know these simple things about human existence and what civilization is. All right. I'm telling you, in a way, for if you're saying that what I'm, if you're seeing what I'm saying makes sense, remember you are not believing, but you are seeing sense based on your common sense that, okay, what I'm saying is acceptable to your judgment as well. That's fine. whether you didn't know it before, but now that I'm saying it, you have logic store up in your head. If I'm talking and making sense, you can know whether or not I'm making sense or not, because you can be making connection of things that you know with what I am saying, and then you are not confused. You can say, okay, yes, that sounds properly to me, right? It sounds like knowledge to me. All right. Since there come a time when the first man came about, and you can Google who were the first humans, and it will show you that the first humans were ape-like creatures walking upright. Okay? The first human. And that's a species. The ape-like humans, they come from a species. It is a species that brought them about. Right? So the species would be the first being that is the parent for those humanoids. And that's called a species. Right? So though it sounds like it's a plural word, but it's not. A species is a singular name, a singular word. So now we have human on the planet Earth, but it is an ape is not a civilized creature. It is an animal, right? But it belongs to the early beginning of human being on Earth. You get it? So you understand now that there is no human civilization then that time. These southern apes, flat-faced man of Kenya, Africa, southern apes. That's what the first humans were like. All right? After a few million years, they left Africa and go up into Europe. 1.5 million years ago. There still was no other creature, human, around, right? The gods came about after they went into Europe 450,000 years ago, all right? And then 250,000 years ago, closer to where we are, 250,000 years ago, our species arrived. The civilized species arrived in Africa 250,000 years ago. That species name is sapien, wise sapien. Tell you what the species for the apes is. The species for the ape human is hominid. H-O-M-I-N-I-D, right? And you can pluralize it with an S. I want you to look at what I'm saying, because you are going to have need to know what I'm saying, whether it's fact that affect your life or it does not, because you're going to get involved into, let's say, institution that is in and around us today, all kind of institution in the world that we are living in right now, that these institutions, even if something like that exists in the past, since the gods came to Earth, many of the institutions that was established by the gods that came to Earth and begin to, like, do a lot of things, the gods made up cities and all that for themselves. There was no civilized human yet. But right in that period, when I tell you about our species, 250,000 years ago, and begin to get started to have subgroups, you know, offsprings. It beget our Y sapiens species was the third highest human development. The first humanoid, they develop to like, you know, a second level human. Still hominid, still ape-like, but they were more improved than those ahead of them, right? They evolve, grow up into a more clever ape man, okay? So the third level human development don't come from hominid. It comes from the wise sapien. So when you hear about Homo erectus or homosexual, it only belong to the first humankind, a human creature that are ape-like, right? That come directly from the first human species, the hominid, right? So that's clear. We only have two human species so far, the first and the second. And the second and the first don't have any blood in common. Taxonomic. We are different taxonomic, right? And so civilization comes from the second species. That's what the World History textbook I have in front of me, National Geographic, 2004 edition. That's what it says. And I am always calling out to listeners to come in if you have something to say about these kind of things that I'm talking about. If you know about it, or if you don't know, because if you don't know, we can talk about it right here and talk about it, and you will never have to be under no pressure at all with it. We just talk about it like it's just a conversation, and you get to know what you want to know. That's why I am sitting here and why I'm talking. I don't, you know, like specialize in just come here and talk, and like I don't want to talk to nobody. No, I open up the line almost just about every day I am here. I don't, you know, not only, I don't practice to talk and don't want anybody. And even if I don't say anything, I mean, you know, folks can just call in and I see them and I pick up the line. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you, when you are in a world that become confused and intricate for you to live, you need to know some basic facts, like what I'm telling you about. Because things happen long before our time, and it's only history can keep us in line with our roots and with the nature of conduct that affects us. We need to know how nature works and stuff like that. So some things happened a long time ago. We need to know, because changes occur. Like we are here today. Number one, you can't help but knowing that serious changes occurred in the human system over time, because here you have an indication of two calendars, which is referred to as BC, and BC mean before Christ, and then AD mean stuff like that. Now, what is what is the reason and what is it that transpires and in place in the world, why we have the indication of BC and AD. Can you explain that? Since you know BC is referring to time when people live on the earth and certain things were established, and some may or may not be established today, and the way in which things function back then may not be functioning today. Do you know those things? If you don't know those things, my friend, don't kid yourself. You need to know. You see? And I'm telling you that because I didn't know myself until I started to read. Now, I could be none other but generous to share what I have learned, because we are in a time when things happen in the world, we need to know it today. And there are people who don't want us to know because they are making a buck, making a livelihood. They don't want us to know. So it is good for us to know certain fundamental things so that you are not, you know, like, for example, a good example to what I want to say is that two boxers that professional doctors, boxers, they have some kind of a attitude in boxing where you have like three judges judge the entire fight, who win what rounds or who win the most rounds or who tie or something like that. Three judges. But there is politics that enter into the game, into boxing. There's politics. Whereas you have institution that becomes become a business that, let's say, the boxers come and register and join their business who work with boxers, you know, that train like you have training camp and, you know, a few different things that boxing entails. All right. The thing is, because of that politics, and you have different business that manage boxers too. You know, you can join different, as it were, club or something like that. And you can join any one of them you want, right? Because they are looking for boxers, all of these different managers of boxers. They have their business that they run, and you can go and sign up with whichever one you want to go. If you don't please with this one, you can leave them and go to the next one and be managed by some other people. What I'm trying to tell you is to get this point to you on why I'm talking about the boxing is that some of these managers of the boxers, they can do things with the judges to give their boxer winning even when they don't win. You know, let's say if the fight is complicated and, you know, difficult to score, if the one who is, you know, giving the judges something under the table to make their boxer win, even when they didn't win, those things happen in boxing. You know, we're, you know, boxers who is affirmed by those who understand how fight is scored, they may have a problem with what the judge them say. You know, several people may be keeping account of the scores, and see that the judges go in, you know, totally out of line with the scoring, right? Well, so it is in our world today. We have people who are making a buck off our ignorance when we don't know the way the world on the earth, how it operates. You know, if you don't know, let's say, quite a few pieces of data about the earth, is, let's say, the circumference of the earth, and why it is 24 hours day. You need to know that it is the circumference of the earth that causes the night and the day, right? Now, remember, if the sun was not up there, we could never have night and day, right? It is because the sun is there why we have night and day. And the time that we use here is because of how big the earth is, that when it turns over like a globe, I'm not saying that the earth is a perfect globe either, because we have a problem with that, where a lot of people say the earth is flat and blah, 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 blah. The earth cannot be flat. If the earth was flat, we couldn't have night and day, because the earth could not have circumference if the earth was not more than just flat. It has to be a balloon somewhere, so that when it turns, nighttime, you know, you don't see the sun. Daytime, you see the sun. And it's not night, it's light. All right. So what I'm saying, when you don't know that, it takes you into like a religious type of thing. You start think religiously or spiritually. People, all kind of false church. Well, church as just the church itself, the institution of the church, has several different denominations. All right. So what we want to get straight is that you are being sought after to be a part of this institution or that institution of the church. They call it denominations, right? You have people who want you to come to church because you value money. Your membership or attendance is money for them, right? What I'm saying all comes around to civilization that I'm trying to tell you about. Civilization came about only when the gods came to earth. Right? So now we are totally affected by the earth that I'm telling you about, day and night, and all of the other things that are, you know, connected to what we see here today. We better know some of these, what they call it, rudimentary aspect of the earth and the day and night periods, season and time that is happening here. Just a second.
I
Okay, yes. So what I am saying, to get to what I'm setting the foundation in order for us to understand what civilization is, I have just found out that a lot, even what I thought civilization was wrong. Because the time that we are living in is called AD and Adamani in the time of Christ. No Christ ever appeared in the world. But yet still, you have white people who are into the business of polluting the civilized people. This is just the truth. There is, the church does not represent civilization at all. None whatsoever. There is no like God that in civilized record proves that there is a God like the Bible God. It's a lie. White people are a sodomy culture. White people. I mean every white people are a sodomy culture. Their species is where they get it from. For millions of years, they are sodomite. And they somehow find a process to start talking, and that is history. Can't get into that right now, but this is giving you like a little light on the darkness that may be in your mind from not knowing. So I'm giving you a little light on that. This is why the things I'm saying is important, because I grew up in church and they ain't teaching me none of these things that I'm talking about. They are teaching me about something that don't exist, about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in a garden. Those things don't exist. Okay? And if you begin to pay attention to what I'm saying and find out that what I'm saying is true, since, of course, you're not going to find out by just listening to me, what I'm saying may just make sense to you, but you just don't want to lay it down unless you are not able to make no effort to know for yourself. I want you to know for yourself, because I'm telling you what I found, and I don't have anybody to tell me. But it is in the World History textbook. Why it is in the World History textbook and nobody has ever said anything to me? It shows you the world that you're born into. That information is here. But if you are like distracted by the way you were raised up by your parents or guardian and go to a church where they might tell you about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in a garden and they tell you all of these seven-day cabbage, stinking water, foolishness, and you never get a chance to read, to find out for yourself, you will die a fool and never know it. Right? I was in that position. I happened to be led to find out what I'm saying to you by me reading. It's not, I don't tell you that I get no revelation from anywhere. No, what I'm talking about, I didn't get no dream or nothing like that. Okay? It's just from like you and I go to school and learn to read. And what you begin to understand, a lot of people don't understand that, and you wonder why they don't know that. However, if it weren't a class with a textbook where everybody learned the same thing, well, I tell you what. It is a terrible thing that we find ourselves in this unique situation where all these things become a crisis, and if you don't know, you don't know, you perish. All right. What I'm doing here is to help somebody who really been puzzled by a lot of things and you don't know. All right. I want you to know what I know, and I'm offering it for free. You will never hear me asking you to subscribe to my program. I'm never asking you to do that. This is a free gift to anybody who wants to call in on this program, and you're going to talk, and think and feel the way you want to feel. If what I am saying is something that is of interest to you, you make use of it. Because look, I am never going to be a problem to anybody who have good sense to talk and hold a good commonsensical argument. That's all there is to it. The only person I am going to have a problem with is somebody who's trying to twist my mind to understand the Bible, because they don't understand what I understand about words, right? So by what I know about words, when I read the Bible and I read history, I know the distinction between both. No Christian is likely to know the difference between history, and I mean like prehistory. I mean, I mean any and any history. I mean history of the world, of humanity, right? If you don't know that, you will not succeed in coming to greater understanding of things, where around you will wrap your conviction, right? We want to know the world around us and how we come to be. The Bible is not going to give you that. And with a Jesus who have 12 disciples, that's not for civilized people. So now I'm trying to get you to understand what civilization is. And I'm making the time zone, going off the time zone when there was no human on earth. There came human on earth. They're human. They're never civilized. So now you have to look at civilization for the definition. All right. I am going to Google it and kind of work through some of the problem why we are not taught exactly what civilization is. There is a reason why we grow up in our time, not in time gone by, but in our time, that is called AD Anno Domini, the Jesus time. It is funny that in the Jesus time, when we are told that Jesus is the light of the world, Jesus is the opposite of light. And I am saying to you, if you disbelieve anything I am saying, well, I said disbelieve, I mean you don't accept what I'm saying. Because I'm not subscribing to believing what you don't know. I'm not into that. I forbid that anybody should believe what they don't know. You should always know. And know that when you're believing something and acting upon it without knowing, you are running a risk. You can lose a lot. It can be very harmful to you. Don't believe in stuff that you do not know in that way, right? And so I'm saying to you, civilization, as long as these southern apes, ape man live, like I said to you, at least 2 million years after they came through evolution, just like animals, right? Animals came about because there is nothing in literature that says God created these apes, you know? So nature arranged that. It is nature arranged that Just as how you see male and female cows and other animals, a male and female, well, it's the way that these humanoids wake up. was evolved. So don't look on us human beings like we are higher than, let's say, animal kingdom. We are a part of the animal kingdom in one way or the other, right? So we, this human stock from the hominid come right on up to the sapien species, right? There is the hominid species for the apes. There is the sapien species for you, for the higher human, right? So we are the sapien is the third and highest natural human being. But there has been given an upgrade to that third human development. And that was when the Elohim used our species, the sapien, to be a hybrid human by using their DNA and mix it with the sapien blood and go through fertilization in vitro in glass tube, right? And go through birth mothers and created hybrid human. That's it. Simple as that. 200,000 years ago. And this is what the white people now, in their process, when they come and do a lot of evil to our species, they now, since they can talk and things like that now, they are trying to bring the hybrid ethnic people of Africa, bring us around to their thinking. That's what is going on. Well, they were never civilized. When they interbreed with our species, that makes them really must admit that they used to look like monkeys, like I told you. But when they interbreed with our species, the Neanderthals, they did it for such long protracted time, long few thousand years, until they oddly look like they were the apes. But that's what they did. They take it through the recycling of the biological process and lose their monkey face and look like humans. People look the way they do. But their ancestry, when you look at it in the world history textbook, that's not who you're looking at today. They were flat-faced man of Kenya. And you look at the pictures that they have today on the internet, you Google that for the first humans, and you will see what I'm saying. I'm reciting what the record says. White people come from apes. 100%. But they wouldn't tell you that. You don't see any history out there where them right to tell you where they come from. White people, no. I used to wonder, why is it that you can't see no history that they are writing about themselves, and the history tells it very clearly that they originate in Africa. Like all the lies that we kind of know, it originate in Africa. They after 2 million years, they left Africa and go up into Europe. Right? They could only make stone tools. That they developed to the second grade human being development. Right? Like I mentioned partly before. They could make stone tools to do what? Well, we don't get into that because we know basically what it is all about. They don't talk, though, because, you know, monkey don't talk, right? So these people from their begin, their origin, their ancestry, never talk. They're mute. Okay? What make them talk? It is something they did. It is something that they did. And coming to talk, I mean, you know, you will know because, you know, there will come the juncture where I get into that. But I cannot, you know, I can't jump on these things, you know, at the same time, right? But I try to be as extended as possible so that, you know, I don't get you off into something you're not understanding. So I try to, like, give you some little of the periphery concerning the part that I am talking about, right? So this should give you a good sense about what I'm talking about. When there was no civilization on Earth, and when creatures come about that was uncivilized, not civilized, meaning they couldn't read, they couldn't write, they couldn't talk and all like that. They didn't have anything like clothing and stuff like that. They wore animal skin as clothing. Okay? These white people that you see here today. And this is not something for you to drop and put down because it is true. If you may think like, say, oh, that's impossible. To who? Impossible to you and I who don't have a clue. And that these same white people teach us about rats, teach us about dog and cats, and everything else that is not pertaining to civility. They don't have no part with civility, right? What they are affected by now is civility when they come and interbreed and get blood out of civilized people they're not supposed to have. And we get sick. The reason why African hybrid people are in the state that they are in and fighting with white people in their territories to get something and to be, you know, and to have their own life, it is because of what they did to us. They've been here, like I say, a few million years, long before even the gods come here. And it's a long time after the gods come here and created us hybrid in South Africa that we humans become civilized human beings. So we are separated from white people. What they do to be talking like us is an evil thing that they did. But by the time they do it, unable to talk, and then able to learn civil ways from us that the gods set up institutions for us to learn. They creep in since they are talking. They creep in and learn things like we do. It's a mighty long time now, my friends. So don't look at this like a miracle. What I'm telling you is historic fact. You see what I mean? And they got ahead because they learned to read our history and able to be doing things like we do. But there's a big difference between them and us. You will read where they come and kill us. You don't read where we go and kill them. And kill us in all kind of different ways. Disease, they use chicken pox, they use all kind of wickedness and kill us because that's where they're coming from. That's the culture where they're coming from, where they plague with all kind of a disease and stuff like that. And now they come and letting it out on us, these white people here. And then, if you don't read and know, you will never know that's where they're coming from because they're hiding it from us. You see, I'm lucky to be reading and seeing it. Now, it's natural for me to talk about it. It doesn't matter what these faggot gay people say, because they want to take the position of us who are civilized. But I read that everything pertaining to society, the gods, they created it. They taught us to be civilized people. And we go about and spread it all around the world. But these white people, it is because of the interbreeding and the babies that they have with the God's blood inside of the hybrid people. That's why they eventually get into speaking and coordinate themselves with civilized way of life from us. Read it, and it is true. When we make up cities, like the God make up cities for us, you know, everywhere, this construction of making cities and, you know, bigger and bigger government, right? The God set it up. The courthouse that you go with judge and juries and stuff like that, these faggot white people will make it seem, they talk about they have a court. They never you find out, what court did they have in Europe? They live in Europe 1.5 million years. You tell me what kind of court system they had over Europe. You know, this is something very serious, you know, because what I'm talking to you, there's hardly anybody, you know, agree with what I'm saying. I am telling you this because it is important and imperative that I talk about it, right? I'm not just into some corner talking foolishness. I am talking it out like it is normative. They will not have me to talk about this without an harassment. They have arrested me by muting. Imagine, they mute my mic technologically. That shows you what kind of power these sodomite gay people have over African people, and you know, is on our turf. Do it, you know, that they're telling us this is not our turf. I mean, these fucking ass white people that you see here with AD and Adamani so-called government, it's all fucking madness. Look at the kind of stuff going on into the American society. Okay? It is the Jesus period, AD and Adamani, that they are saying it is based upon their government, AD and Adamani, that never exists into no history. That's what these faggot white people are using as their government. They don't care. And clearly, because they are such rascals, criminals, say they're making laws and everything. When the law, the gods set up kingship here, 450,000 years ago, South Africa, they have government set up to take care, because there were many of them migrate to Earth and was doing things. Before, you know, I mean, about maybe 2,000 years or so ago, they left and gone back. These white people know and worship the gods too, these white people. In the world issue textbook, you see that. They worship the gods until they begin to make their own gods and call them their so-called emperor gods. It's a lot of things that we need to know. I mean, I'm taking a lot of time trying to explain this civilization thing. And I'm taking time to do it. You know, I mean, you could find fault by saying, you know, I take a long time to do it. See, the point is, I don't go to Harvard. Pardon me. I don't go to Harvard University, and I don't go to college either. You know, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying it very contrary. I wish I did. And you may probably wondering why I don't establish a church. Remember, I said I was in church from age 7 until, you know, I think, you know, I mean, when I was about, you know, beyond 50 years of age, that was when, you know, things began to, like, go on into my cerebellum, you know, my brain, right? I come to find out that the real world, I was not in the real world at all. That the church is not the real world institution. It's homosexual institution. And they set it up in a way for we who are born after they establish themselves, talking, writing, and do all the things to make communication work and business. Yes. And so they have their own government. I have it right here to prove that they set up, they make law, and they actually say that, you know, we must obey the law that they create where they make up. Because how they get around to that? Anytime they invade a territory and overthrow that settlement. Oh, you're under your government. What is it? Fucking AD and Adamani that don't exist. AD and Adamani never come to nothing for the civilized world to recognize sodomite white people as civilized. How is it they're running the world and they themselves not civilized? In the World History textbook, it doesn't say that they are civilized. So come on with me now. You're out there and you're going to church and doing everything and voting Democrats and stuff like that. And the bottom of everything of it, they have this society wired up with computer and all kind of different transmitters and stuff like that. And they are not a government. Go into the World History textbook and you'll find out. All the constitution they have and everything that they are building up, like they are government. I mean, go into the World History textbook and you don't see them in there. When you read about the emergence of civilization, that started, you know, at the end of the Neolithic age, and you have the Neolithic revolution, you know, the Neolithic revolution and the rise of civilization. Right here, the rise of civilization. So right here in the World History textbook, I'm on, you know, the preceding pages, and yeah, you begin to see, where you begin to see how civilization come about. But civilization now that you are seeing, civilization is really one thing. And it, civilization come from the gods and the government, where they come from on their planet, establish a government there, and the name is kingship. That's why you hear that name call about king on earth, because where would we get king, no, both king rule and stuff like that, if
if it were not something that come from someplace else and come to earth. I am saying that there was no human here. There came ape-like human that never talk. Naturally, they never talk. And naturally, they start to talk about 100,000 years ago now. That's as long as they've been talking. But who do they learn from? What kind of talking they were doing? That is the talking they began to do after we were talking 100,000 years or more. Before they begin to interbreed with us and get baby talk. They are not talking no way beyond us. They went into Europe and they could only make sound tool and make a fire 1.5 million years ago. Okay? When there was no, the gods, Elohim, never come to earth yet. But they were close coming on, right? So what I'm trying to tell you, what is happening on the ground right now, there is a problem with white people who is now posturing themselves like they are the civilized people, that they are telling us African hybrid people who they have. You see, I mean, they fuck so much asshole. The talk with them talk don't remedy the fact that they are fucking asshole like they're fucking pom-pom. Okay? So, if you allow the church to affect your mind and conviction to believe in foolishness, church is a believer's game to believe the sodomite philosophy that they make up and write it in a Bible that Adam and Eve cursed God. None of it is true. I mean, absolutely none of it. But you've got to read and get in line with the science history that tells us about where we are coming from. I'm not lying to you. The world is your textbook. He's not lying about that. I mean, these white people write a whole bunch of lies in the world is your textbook. Anything they get, they write a whole Bible talking nonsense. So don't trust these white people what you see here. They don't belong around African people, but they're spending the time that they have. Because as long as they are not stricken, they're not going to leave. Right? They are, for the time that they are reigning, they're going to do damage to us. We have a right, and we have the responsibility to not let them get into our brain. They already get in there. That's why we all, like sheep, gone astray. And we don't know nothing. And I am saying to you, I don't have anybody to take credit for teaching me this. It's in the world literature textbook, and why nobody I have met in my entire life able to tell me the things that I'm sitting here and talk to you. You see, and the adjustment that I have made to correct my thinking, you know, out of the belief syndrome to knowledge, understanding. A lot of people hearing these things for the first time may just cannot take it. You just cannot take it. But I read, and it was not somebody I'm trying to understand telling me, like you may be listening to me. You have a hard time to adjust yourself to what I'm saying, you know, like to start make sense. Hopefully that I am really trying to make sense. In your mind, you're seeing sense. Because if I'm not making sense, you shouldn't see no sense. But I'm telling you about this World History textbook, National Geographic. Right here, I'm telling you about the early preface pages. This is one of the great education in the World History textbook, where it shows you a whole lot of teacher reviewers, right? Teacher reviewers and teacher reviewers and thing like this thing here. Yes, consultant, academic consultant and teachers reviewers. You will see that clearly into this book, right? You will see it, and you will find out everything about what history is about in the previous pages, okay? Unit 1, Unit 2, and it's going to take you to now, I tell you, the different chapters, right? And I'm saying to you that the first section 2, see what this is. It started off with people in history. Tell you about people in history, and it tell you about the white people, hominid, Homo erectus, and all that. Section 1, all right. Chapter 1, right. It starts out with chapter 1, the first humans, right? The first humans. And when they tell you about the first humans, it doesn't seem like they even start off this World History textbook the right way. Because I tell you, there's nobody that like to show themselves off like homosexuals. They love to be at the forefront of everything. So, I mean, but when I say that, you might think that I have some hatred. Now, but even if I have hatred against these people, I don't have to lie about anything to prove what I'm saying about them. Because to the Western world, they follow us to the Western world. Because when they allegedly destroy our people by raping them, raping our boat subgroups of the Sapien, they send all of us reeling, turn fools. It's the reason why now they come here now, how many? Almost 100,000 years later. When they're in the 60s now, they come and they talk about they are taking away all of the territories that we have and share it up among themselves, them white people here. Take away the places that we settled in almost 100,000 years ago. They come now in this late time. That is after they interbreed, they learn to talk, they educate themselves in our system. They come after us. Simple because, they get Africa to not function anymore as a kingship government and give them, you know, all of the king wealth up in Europe, up in Rome, and put them Pope into St. Peter's, what they call it, St. Peter's Basilica. That's what they call the place. But that's the place where our king them overthrow, our king, the first king them overthrow and take away everything and get all of the wealth and get the keys to the government's kingdom. This is what happened, right? So I'm telling you now that we are in a very, very serious position, that because if we don't read and find out, they can't throw away these the World History textbook. They can't throw it away. They can do all kind of things to distort. But We can get through that. We can cut through that. If we don't read and find out, there's no way these faggots are going anywhere. But you see, if we do, they have problems. They will have to go. Because it's not just us that are here and suffering because our ancestors go wrong. The gods watching us, the gods that created us and put all good things here for us, they're watching and see what we are doing with these sodomites. Are we going to really sit around and allow them to do all of these fuckery nonsense that they are doing with us and vote for them, vote them out, vote them in, and blah, 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 blah. And them, they construct the world, it's the textbook here, in a way for us to only think about them as the superior. These fucking white, nasty dog heaps. You know, I mean, there should be somebody be able to talk to me and say something if I am not right. But if I am reading and I know what I'm saying is right, there is nobody on earth. Only death can separate me from the cognitive force that is in my head. Only death. But they are not capable. And if you bring Trump here, if you bring, Biden here, you bring Obama here, and the other, sucker, George Bush, him, and Jeb Bush, bring all of them here to me. Not one of them would be able to answer the first question me gonna ask them. The first question that I would ask them, they are not able to answer it. And it's not just one question I would ask them they can't answer it. It's a whole textbook of it. And none of them is going able to stand up and answer to what I'm saying. I know it's a fact. Wake me out of my sleep. And even when I'm drowsy, they will not be able to talk to me because anything I'm going to say to them is fire, but burn them. You see? So all of what they have been doing up to this point, they decide to know that they have infected our brain and we don't know all our way with, they decided it's time now to move in and make up their own government and do whatever they want to do. And eventually, there will be no more thought about the gods. It will only be about them. This is the world that we are in right now. Not BC era anymore, but AD and Adamani. That don't rest for nothing. Because civilization, the civilized world, is a sphere that you cannot duplicate. You can't, do it in Liu. No, nothing that can Liu civilization. You can't make another world. And that's why this fucking Anos, and civilized white people, them, that's what they're trying to do. Make us dumb enough that we accept what they do and can't do nothing else. Because once you accept what they call constitution, once you accept constitution as a government, they have your neck, right, on a noose. They have your neck in a noose. AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord is a noose around your head where them talk about they have constitution and all the provision in the constitution. Bring it to me. I prove you that these people are lying. Number one, lies. And if you don't read the history and know where they come from, who they are, you will be a puppet on a string and you will come under their church control completely. Right now, A lot of us are under the church control, but they have more work to do. You see? So when you hear them talking about they are afraid of losing their democracy, they have, you know, democracy they must talk about. You see? They are afraid if things break up and they're not able to control anything, they may just get thrown away into the abyss. And everything that they had going on for them, they will lose it. And a democracy, they're afraid to lose. Because democracy is not civilized long time ago. And, you know, they've been going along and, you know, talk about democracy. I mean, I listened to lawyers, a woman lawyer, the last evening. And I don't know if who else in there was lawyer, because didn't get around to that. But this lady is a lawyer, and she's talking about an issue out there going around that affects this lawyer who is working concerning, let's say, civil rights issue, right? The rights of the African ethnic people, that the white people come here and decide that they are the only true people in the world that is civilized. Now, my point is, this lawyer go to one of those American university, and not even she can tell what the government of the African people is. In the world history textbook, not even her can tell. It bothers me. I'm not, you know, it's not that it is, you know, because I come and know and expect that somebody with legal knowledge would be able to, you know, to find out Wagwan. I find out that's not true. You see, when you believe from your young and grow up and go to school, you get lost right away. Now, if I tell this nice looking, you know, African, you know, ethnic educated woman, you know, when women have power, you know, I mean, you know, women are good at ruling, okay? They don't play. I am to tell her that her brain is off frequency. She would consider me an idiot. But if I ask her, is she a Christian? Does she go to church? She probably going to tell me yes. The fact that she's talking about democracy, it means that now she's down in dark night, you know, way going up to 12 o'clock. Really? Although she's a lawyer. Lawyer where? Into the white man, A.D. and Adam and the government. It is not a government. Right in the world history textbook here proves that there was a government before these sodomites come around and talk about them and this and that, them and that, right? And it is our government that gave over rule to these sodomite white people here, right? They are the one who make up the church. When? 25 A.D. Anywhere you are writing A.D. and Adam to as a date and a transaction and stuff like that, you must understand that you're under these faggot white people, so-called government, that bears no fruit at all as government, because look at the amount of killing and kind of stuff they're doing, and African people can't do nothing to it. You don't hear Africa, who is supposed to be government over the world. Yes, you hear me right. That's what Africa represents. But no, you have these sodomite white people who come out on top of, they have European Union. Since when Europe becomes any kind of civilized? It's because they take control of African and rulers in African government. They take them all over too, because guess what? They are violent. They will kill you. It can't be anything else. Why we are being thrown down on a bush and these white people doing exactly what I want to do. With me breathing, my friends, you know what that means? Yeah. Look out there. If you see EF5 churning out there, look on the weather and see, because I know, every week or every other week now, we have tornado, warning and stuff like that. If you don't see things changing around, these sodomite white people got to go. They're going to go. Because right now, not one of them can stand up and prove to me that they're a government. They're not a government. They are not a government. But you can't be fooling around and deal with them. If you could, they wouldn't be around all this long. They don't have anybody behind them. Except me. And I am not Africa. I am one soul, and is what is in my soul as effect. Okay? I am not into anything else. I am into civilized existence. That's what I'm into. What I didn't know, what I was deprived of. You think now that I am going to just pinch off a little piece of the dough? No. No. When all of the dough belongs to me, are sufficient for all of us? No. What I'm trying to tell you, bangarang on the earth. Because what they have do and suspend civilization from taking its course, we are in the worst shape that we can be in. Because you have these faggot white people. They are the worst. Like animal lunatic out there killing each other and don't care. That's the way these white people are. I just know that because this happened, we really need to learn and clean up ourselves and turn our heart and mind to our creators. Just as though you're praying to a God in a Bible, where no God, no in a Bible. Lift your spirit to the gods who come on earth and do things and create us and leave us right here. There's nothing else to it. If you don't come to the point where you're reading and comprehend the reality of civilization, you're out of it. You're out. I am telling you, my point is on civilization. And that I was going to tell you about to indent and draw closer to my point. The first humanoid ape-like, push it into Google and you will see they're telling you about, they write all kind of things at different times, because these white people, they find out that African people They are always in danger of African people because they know what they make up is a phony, false world, but they use their violence to keep our government silent and our government even gone over to being democracy. They are the ones that create democracy. But since them look like humans and doing things like humans, we don't know the truth. And we look on the outward appearance. We not look what is inside of them. What is inside of them is what makes them begin this interbreeding in the first place, start to talk, and develop evil all the way to where we are. They use that evil to threaten our people in government, and they give everything over to them. Yeah. They subsidize everything they are doing because who they were, they never have anything. 100,000 years ago, they live right there where they are, some of them in Europe now. The rest of them now, they don't have to live in Europe because they take over the Western world, the Eastern world, North and South. You see what I mean? Because none of us don't rise out of the church. Those who still talk about civil rights, they're in the church. They're into the sodomite humans now interbreed with African people and become some kind of a human looking, but them still fuck us all. Anybody who's fucking us all, not civilized humans. You get it. So this is what I'm trying to say to you. If you don't develop the frenzy inside of you, after you read and know, you go along with them in the church. I read and I find out that what the church is all about. So you know what I mean? I don't know everything at the same time. So whatever I know, I have to live with it until I know more. The more you know is the more force and ability you develop. This is exactly what is happening. Because I am here talking, and the amount of time they mute me, maybe like about 12, maybe going up, maybe some, yeah, about 12 time or something like that. They mute my mic. Nobody hear anything that I say. Right? And I don't know of a fact until after I completed the show. And some of the shows, you don't have anything to hear. Some of them, they play the music and stuff like that. And nothing else. Nobody hear anything I say. And I sit here, say 3 hours or so, to most of these shows, and talking to people. And I'm not begging money. I'm not begging money. I'm not begging anything. And yet still, they have the guts. Now, I don't know why they don't do anything else besides do those provocation, you know, turning off my mic like I'm talking nonsense, you know. I mean, at least Black Talk Radio could, you know, like, you know, send me a letter or something like that. I may complain or whatever it is, but they can't because I'm talking about civilization. They cannot, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? Not even the White House can say anything to me. They don't have no, like you call him, one of the lawyers, the you know, that is the dean of the lawyers in America today. I forget what his name is. Even Trump, I wrote when I was on Twitter, and not limited to him, but others too, who are able to respond to things that I say. They're not responding to me, and some institution that would write to me who are into doing something, and maybe at a certain time I may have corresponded with them. And they'll come back, you know, like a survey and a talk nice up and things like that. And it's money they want. Anytime I ask them about AD and Adamani, they don't bother right back and continue the conversation. Them run. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if I'm representing that we have government on earth, and regardless of what we see these white people do, we still have our government. Our government is still here. We don't need to go anywhere, go register with nobody at all. Except we set up our own registry. You see, and if begin to do anything out there, you don't need to go to these people for you need to just kick them aside and let them know, say, look, this world is a textbook here. That's the government that you are under. They'll have to leave you alone. Because it's right here in the world is a textbook. You think you can call their constitution a world is a textbook? No! Constitution is subjective to these Europeans that need to take their shit out and go to Europe with it. Leave our territory with their fucking ass nonsense. Talk about constitution. It's not for us. There's no way that they can prove that anywhere because they are not even civilized in the world history textbook. Ask them to show you themselves in the world history textbook as who they say they are, a power, a government, and so, as a government. We want to see their what they have as a government. That put them ruler over African territory and people and their wealth. They can't do it. You see, because they are the hit man that you see in the picture here. It's them. All right. They need to talk about what happened to them after they go to Europe 1.5 million years ago. What happened to them? Because we're supposed to see hit man are they must dead out and gone. Who are they here today? This is what I'm saying. These white people go through a process that they find a way to duck and to dodge and to play like, you know, use our civilized establishment for their sodomite purpose. That's what they do. I say white people are using all of the implementation of our civilization. Using it for their pleasure. That's what they're doing. And as far as they can tell us, they have a constitution. They can't tell me, they can't show me that constitution. They can't. Because I have a copy of the constitution. And the slavery that they did on the African ethnic people, they put in what they call the 14th Amendment in the Constitution. They said they make us citizens. Now, we accept citizenry from them. That is not something we're supposed to do. However, in the most part, we don't know better. And Africa gave away to them. We don't know any better. So basically, we are caught into something that we don't even understand, right? So they come here with themselves from England and stuff like that and come here and them and England fighting over our place. England need to be kicked out of Britain because they are the same homosexual folks over there. Russia and, French and all over the place where them scatter themselves over the past 2,000 years. You see that? See, Putin over there and killing his own people in Ukraine, right? Yeah, they're killing their own self now because they're killing of black people already and have black people under control, right? So they're going against each other now. What I'm trying to say to you is that what I'm talking about is not for them to be around. They think they have entitlement to be around because they don't hear us say anything or make any move except they hear what I am saying. And since I am one person, they may just feel like, all right, I'll be like a squalor and stop falling. That's not the way it is. This is the beginning of their downfall. And their downfall has been coming all along the way anyway, but they're too stupid and unintelligent in this sense. Them think that because them can read that make them intelligent. That intelligence transcends just reading, man. Okay? And add and subtract. It's way, 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 way beyond that. It's about application. Okay? They think that they have a right to be in our territory because they get to fuck them dog, fuck their mate on us and do whatever they want to do in Hollywood. They can do anything they want and we don't put up any objection and we go to church and vote and everything. They win us over. But now the God said, no, it's time that they go. It's time that these hominid, monkey face, looking like human being, go. And only the principality power can burn them out of where we are. Think of it. How mighty and strong they are. There shouldn't be one person that come up, that chase them away, that they can come to you and say, hey, this is why you cannot do it. Because guess what? I have a tongue that nobody cannot resist or gainsay. You cannot gainsay what I say because I'm not talking nonsense. What I say have meaning. It have heavenly meaning. You see, look at this picture with them walking upright. You see, and look at them. You can see the monkeyness inside of them. And you can tell they have the human shape or something like that, right? So I'm telling you, when civilization comes is the point I need to come to and close. You see the different time zone that I show you, right? The chronological order in which time takes us until today. We have these hominid go through a process that defile our African people and began to talk. Talking, they have enough of their talking generation and they multiply up and now they have several countries of sodomy country. And now they want us to mix in with them. And because they find out that we are plenty, but we don't have any sense because them don't drench us with them RRH blood. Now, if I didn't know these things, I couldn't talk them. The fact that I'm talking them, they have a problem with that because they can't go nowhere as long as I am talking stuff because words are lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. If you're talking the truth, without hypocrisy, everybody got to go, bro. They got to go. They got to go because they're apes. Still apes. So they tell you, the first humans, they don't want to tell you they're Homo erectus. They want to tell you about habilis, Homo habilis. One of the earliest known, it's not the earliest if we talk about the, not one of the earliest, but the earliest. You see, Homo erectus, known as human is, what? Earliest known humans is Homo habilis. It should be Homo erectus. You see? Or handyman. Who live about 2.5 million years to 1.5 million years ago. You see? Eastern and Southern Africa. And remember, in the World History textbook, they are called Southern apes. Hominid. Human. The human development ranges from hominid to wise sapien. That's what it is. All right? So now, my friends, so I am telling you that civilization came when the gods came and go to Europe. And I tell you, civilization is a knowledge. And it is in being. First being is, you know, is the Elohim, right? The Elohim came to earth, and they were the source of civilization. First civilization we know about on earth, right? Following the uncivilized entry of these hominin into Europe, right? So civilization is only in Africa, where the gods went in four 450,000 years ago. All right? And it is like about 200,000 years later that the gods created us, the hybrid people, from which humankind become civilized, right? So we are the only civilized people. When these hominid interbreed with our people and began to talk and began to behave like, come around us and get civilized understanding of things and behave like us, and from that interbreeding, none of us seem to know that we are not supposed to interbreed with them. So you find out now that we go on and you don't hear anybody say anything about this interbreeding thing. You would have to read it in some book. You see, and when you are reading in some book, it is not a knowledge that is spread out into our society, because these faggots have already raised up this society and go baptize you, and you have all of these old bunch of virus, church virus inside of you. So, you know, have no use to yourself when it comes to knowing the critical things of life. No. The only critical things you know is what these white people now set up as their system. That's where we are. So it takes a realization, academic realization, for us to find out what they have done, so that when you're reading this world history textbook, you see them talking about themselves, talking about law, like a them make law and everything like that. You can't come to me with that. I am talking about is what all of us need to talk about. I leave the church because I find out you cannot stay in the church. If you go to church, you spoil. You're not going to be a civilized person. All right? So the book begins to tell you about the first humans. Now, how come that we don't know who we are as the first humans? I'm going to read Bible that tells us about Adam and Eve in the garden. You see, that's where we are spoiled, and these white people are doing whatever they want to do with us. When we begin to know the right thing, it's we back home now. You see what I mean? But as long as you see them here, monkey man a walk, and then the next thing you know, them a talk and them a rule people and them a superpower and all that kind of stuff. No. So I tell you about the civilization, man. Human first, and they just begin to write this prehistory 3500 BC. That's where they begin to start write about human, the first humans. So the first humans is really in context. You have to make humans cover both the civilized and the uncivilized. So you have to put a distinction, you know, by this describing the difference between the first humans and the second humans. You see, the second humans are the
the sapien, wise sapien, the first humans are monkey face, right? And they are hominid, ape-like. That's what I want you to know, that white people will never be civilized. And the government that they're talking about does not exist in reality. Does not exist in reality. Now, you come on to Neolithic revolution and the rise of civilization. This is what occurred at the end of the Neolithic age. You see, and what transpired here is the emergence of civilization. So you understand now that the gods brought civilization here. The gods brought civilization to earth, and human being never get civilization until we were created in South Africa. That's what civilization is. So civilization is not, you know, to see a city or a urban place, urban life and stuff like that. That's not, you know, that's the shell of civilization. Civilization has to be in your blood. You have to born with it as a human being. You have to be born civilized.
Whether
or not you can talk or not, civilization has to be in your blood for you to be counted civilized, right? So if you see buildings and different things are built up and things like that, and you say, you know, that's a great civilization going on over there. But you have to know where civilization comes from. It comes from within. It's knowledge. It's your fashion. It's your way of life. It's religion. That's what civilization is. Don't make anybody fool you. The Bible is not a civilized book. The thing about it is this. I'm able to talk about it as somebody simple and, you know, don't expect to be any bigger or smaller than who I am. I don't want to be any bigger. I don't want to be smaller than who I am, because who I am is who I am, you know. Who I am is who I am. And if I come to know what is academically true about our existence, you know what I mean? I would be out of my mind to, like, let somebody else take that away from me. You can't take that away from me. And I just hope and trust that, you know, since I know I don't worth anything, I know I wasn't created a human being and was promised to go to heaven. So I don't think about that. But Enoch went up to heaven and brought back and was taken up for good. Enoch is up there as far as the record shows. I would like to go up to heaven, and I hope I live up to that. That when I'm dead, I go through the gate like those the Egyptian rulers. yeah. I would like to have that type of life too. So I am saying to you, I spend, you know, like about almost two hours here trying to tell you and explain to you about civilization. And, you know, I don't hold anybody responsible for nothing, because I'm just here telling this thing. You know, I mean, sometimes I feel distressed and everything like that, because of the way things are going. It's not that I don't think that there are changes being made, but, you know, I mean, I don't feel the way I would like to feel a lot of times. But it only happened for a while. It's not like I feel bad all the time. It's like, based on what is going on into your mind at any given time, it influences your thinking and your feeling. And some of the time, you know, you just can't control
what you're thinking in the context of you're not feeling happy, you're not feeling at peace. You can't help that, you know, because what comes inside of you, you know, you can try to, you know, like, you know, direct your thoughts to remove this thing. But, you know, sometimes it's not happening immediately. And, you know, you have to, like, go through it until it's gone. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I'll be doing this program until the time is done. Right? It's just that I would love to have folks come around, but it seems like people get extremely afraid of what I am saying. I cannot do anything about that constructively. No. Because this is something I must do. And since I don't see anybody making a move to come toward me, well, I must be the one to just keep on doing what I must do until let destiny take, you know, take its place. So I want to thank you for listening and in your way support the knowledge and hope you're not afraid to share the knowledge. I say, anybody out there would like to write to me, man, you know, that may be easier than you calling in, right? But I would say the exposure would be good if you call in and we talk, because you have no way to feel ashamed when you talk to me, you know, because we'll be about the same subject matter and you're going to keep some rules, some word rules. I am keeping the word rules. If you find out something that you want to convince me, you have the evidence. Oh, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you have. I mean, as long as you're not going to, like, you know, short circuit the process here, you know, just be upfront and for real. And everything will be all right. The point is, if we talk a thing out genuinely, and even if you're on the wrong side, even if I am on the wrong side, as long as we are respectful and we are objective, we will come out on top because we will realize what we are saying and what we are doing, right? All right. So thank you very much. And it is time for me to go on to the next segment now. And so I can tell you this, the autumn leaves, right? And I'll be right back in a few minutes. Take care.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, thank you. since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now, knocking call, all right? Autumn leaves began to fall. Listen, my friend, do we have, I'll see what's going on. I have a little thing I'm trying to fix here. Okay, now we are here, and the thought that I want to bring to you is just think that, why have you ever had a thought about why do we have a Bible that is telling us erroneous information that is geared up to deface real history? Now, Zachariah Sitchin, in writing one of his books called Genesis Revisited, he tackled the creation story of the Christian Bible. And he's a scholar that deals with cuneiform language, tells about creation of the world and creation of mankind, not hominid. He does not address hominid Homo erectus. That's not what he writes about. He writes about Sumerian cuneiform language concerning prehistory. Okay? And he shows where the writers of the Bible copy history. That's what they did. They copy from history, extracted information, and then write what they want to write in the Bible with what they take, extract from history. And he shows you what the real Hebrew is saying, because these white people write false Hebrew history. Okay? They write false Sumerian history thing that they can put them on. You see, so they go in and infiltrate and take information they're not supposed to have and make up their own world with our existence. And you don't know. We don't know that. We believe a whole bunch of hearts dead and comfort filled. And we don't know that them do it. You have what is called the Atra-Assis text. And they write a competing text called Ugarit. You out there, you're reading and you come across Ugarit text, and they make it seem like it's Sumerian. These are faggots. Ideology. You're writing.
and they are using Sumerian as their foundation for what they're writing. I met a brother of mine that we used to, I think, we'd be on Facebook and stuff like that. And, you know, when I'm not on Facebook anymore, so. But anyway, I have his number, so now and then I call him and we chat some. And we happen to talk about, he's the one that brought up you Garrett text to me. And now that I'm reading pretty much wider now and coming across more things, I'm sensitive to prehistory and the theme, you know, the context of prehistory by the Sumerian, Mesopotamian, Assyrian, and, you know, all of these, long ago, nations still existing, they're affected by these white people who are criminals and vicious like dogs. You know, like, oh, you see that they come now and playing government, playing like their government, that they push aside the God's government and come with their, dog shit, A.D. Anadamani, that don't base on anything. You know how many people call me, want to engage with me into what them call a personal matter or something like they want to, like, talk to me about maybe credit card or something like that. And I ask them to tell me what is A.D. Anadamani. They don't know. It is amazing to me that we are that badly off. Anyway, what I'm trying to say to you is this. Just think that the Bible is renowned throughout the world as the best book. And we don't know, are these homosexuals who interbreed with African people and began to talk, a whole generation of them. Now, this, come and, now you can see the reason why they come and invade all of our settlement and take away everything from us. Can you see why? Their intention dissolves our existence. That's their intention, and it's their intention from long time. Look at the pattern of what they do. They had it in their mind a long time. So they become so mighty and influential that they, that in their mind, sex, our sexuality is what open up to being, to be civilized. You know, if you are not having sex, you know, you could get sick. Now, the kind of sex you have has a lot to do with your civilized senses. Yeah. If you fucking, animals that you're not supposed to fuck with, it's gonna affect your brain. You see? If you fucking white people, it's going to affect your brain because they come from ape. That's not the blood you are supposed to mingle with. Okay? So it is. They want us to fuck and become them. And by now, we never get no caveat from nobody that you're not to fuck with white people, since our ancestors did it long ago. So it come right along, trickle on down to us now, like it's all right for married to white people. That's not good. But it's the way it is now. Now, let it be our education. Once you have a knowledgeable education, you will live the right life. But what if you don't know the right thing? You can't do what you don't know. All right. So these folks get to be you know, get on a higher ground, that where they belong, because now they get in our blood and they can talk and blah, blah, blah. They were not going to go there if they didn't. For they were that way like 3.5 million years before, and they never got nowhere besides making stone tools, can't talk, can light a fire, nothing else. But you see, when it comes to like wanting sex, you know, see, dog is having sex with them. They have sex with dog. Woman have sex with dog. You see? I mean, European woman. I don't know if any black woman will start doing that. I don't, but you know, they start doing other things. So I don't know. But I've never heard that, you know. So what I'm trying to say to you is that your sex, you may think it's just pleasure for your mind, but that's not the way it is. If you only going to have pleasure, you really headed for destruction when that's what you're really doing. I mean, if you know that your sexuality is to have children, you see an animal go through the same, bearing children through their, you know what I mean? Where the fruit is, according to Adam and Eve. You know, don't touch this fruit. Don't do that. Anyway, what I'm trying to say to you, our blood has our life in there. And you got to understand that. Don't take sex for granted. You see, sex influences your entire life. But your mind must get education first. Okay, get education, know the truth, and then you're on your way to live your life, you know, to live your life. But if you do not, you will get wrecked one day when you don't know how to live properly, right? So I am telling you now, pollute our sexual sense, and having the Bible there, and you see, nobody don't make up no church of the world history textbook. You don't see them make it up. I wouldn't talk about a dictionary because dictionaries, you know, to like definition of words. It's a one, you know, one feature type of book. But the world history textbook carry chronologically human life of the past coming right to where we are here. You don't see nobody make up any institution off of the World History Textbook. Yet still, this is a book that should have been made more delight than and respect that it gets. Yeah, it is being treated like, oh, it's just a handyman or something like that. No, World History Textbook is a premium information that we couldn't do without. Okay? So I am telling you, these white people who come into the world and mess it up and come now trying to get all of us to worship and adore sex, not just in the conventional natural way, but they want to get us into sodomite way. You see, where we will start having sex and bring forth homosexual babies. That's what these white people are doing. Nothing else. Okay? So, I'm saying, look at the Bible that we believe. And we don't even think of believing in the World History Textbook. Since I start reading the World History Textbook, my life has greatly, greatly, greatly enhanced, would be much backward if I didn't start reading the World History Textbook. It's not a joke. Just not a joke. So, think of what we are going through and don't realize the sicknesses that we have. A whole bunch of bad luck stuff that, you know, knock us down. It is because of we are living into the Bible world. the Bible world. That's it. Where these white people, they don't have a higher perception than sex and money, business. You see, earn a lot of money is nothing else. You know, you hear nobody talk about, unless they say God, you know, God bless you or something like that. But that don't mean anything. It just don't mean anything. Because in the world that we are in, when somebody is saying, may God bless you and stuff like that, they're not, it's not a civilized thing that they are doing. Because they don't know the civilized knowledge of the gods. We don't know about God. That's what they did with the Bible. And you can see the distinction between capital G-O-D to G-O-D, okay, or G-O-D-S, little g. There's a difference. Bible is talking about sodomite imaginary God. Just like them write about Adam and Eve in the garden created by God, don't eat the fruit and all them kind of thing. Telling you, try and get to understand the knowledge of world history. Okay? And when you get the knowledge of history, you're going to be broadened up with vast knowledge of the world and of the human existence. Otherwise, you will be going to church and believing what they teach you in church. And it's not that they don't talk some good things in church sometimes. Yes, they do. But my friends, that is not to fool you. And they don't have any menu that you need to go there and buy from them. Because anything that they are telling in church, it is to your fingertips. You know, on a number of venues. Not church. You see, on a Bible construct with Genesis creation story about Adam and Eve in a garden, that's not a book for civilized people. If you didn't know, you won't know. Unless you read or you are told. Right? White people don't belong to African people. And when they come and make them bed and they make you feel like, oh, feel at home with them, that's a bad, bad, bad thing to happen. Because you have to be alert of something before you can develop, you know, like a rejection to it. Now, when we get accustomed to these sodomite fucking people, oh, we are all right, and they teach us how to accept them. That's the thing about it. They teach us how to accept them and create. Once you believe in Jesus, yeah, they can always joke you and said, you know, you can't live like this. Jesus said this, Jesus said that. Once they get you under that Jesus command, you're dead. You are dead. And that's what must go. They must go. And, you know, the gods, our creator cannot tolerate what is going on here. You know, that these white people, all they are about is fucking ass. And, you know, any instrument that will make them money, that's all they are in. When they are telling you about a constitution, you're under a constitution. They are telling you that, look, you are not under civilization. That's what they're telling you. You don't know it. All right. That's the thing about it. But, look, who set me up to be obsessed with this? It's not anybody. It's not a human being. It's my own inner core. And I didn't make my inner core. And I read and know what has transpired concerning human existence. It satisfies me that I don't see anything else written or anybody is saying anything else. I know for sure I don't have any place else to go or to consider the truth. I don't see anything else. So whether I feel good or not, I have to wait until I feel good, because I know feel good is still in me. And I want to thank you for, you know, joining in. And let me go off into this next portion. I want you to understand the kind of world we live in, who you are, okay? And let's say you're not leaning on the everlasting arm of Jesus, because Jesus never exists. White people make up these things, make up Jesus, make up God. Read history to get a coherent sense of yourself or who you are, right? Because they're not telling you about European people in the Bible, to tell about the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, the Hispanics, every group of the ethnic people is in the world history textbook, right? When they came into the world and who they are and so forth and so on. You know, it's not like they've been around for, you know, millions of years. That's not true. No Chinese been around here for millions of years, right? Because the world history textbook tell you 250,000 years. Not 250,000, but 200,000 years since we were created. Fertilization in vitro in glass tube, and we were brought to life by birth mothers, right? And I don't find anything else. I don't find anything else, right? So therefore, I don't expect anything like what I was expecting in church. That it comes out clear now, it wasn't true. It just wasn't true. And I get to know the ins and outs of why it did not work out to be true. Now, listen to this. When I tell you white people they come from ape, you will take it simple. It's not a simple thing. It's something for you to understand is reality, though they try to kill our senses so we cannot realize realize the reality of it. Right? But if you still have a ears to hear and you have sensitivity to understand certain things, well, it's up to you. All right. Let me go ahead with, because I'm talking about these white people. They don't want us to talk about them and who they are, but they write a Bible about us, what we are and what we are not. These fucking asshole white people, that's what they do. So if you make them, you know, up there in Washington behave like them at this and that, you better know who white people are. Know who they are. Okay? And you will know what to do with yourself. Ape, men, violent crossbreeding, destroy the civilized world. That's a fact. White people destroy the civilized world. Just for you to know the details on what has transpired. Yes, they destroy the civilized world, the God's establishment. Right? Or the world the God's established. That's a fact, my friend. And if you think I may be making a mistake, well, come talk to me. You see, because half a century and more, I believe something that your young brain begin with, and you grow up and you stay with what you were taught. Nothing was going to take me out of believing in the church when I didn't know that I shouldn't believe in what I don't know. I thought I should believe it. When I started to read, though, and I begin to see stuff that are contrary to what I believe, that was when, you know, my refinery began to work, you know, on both
on both type of information. So now, this is what I am telling you. You see, I'm not afraid to tell it because it is true. What I'm saying is true. And no source that I know is out there for anyone to use and come in and, you know, and put me in a bad standing. I don't know of that. So until I know that, you know, I mean, if you face me with something, we take it to a process. Take it to a process to what we know been happening since you were born and how you come to learn to read and write and stuff like that. You go to a few fundamental things and you will find out whether or not, you know, I'm going to stand strong, still, and unmovable. And what I say is more logical than anything that you are thinking about. Well, until you use the light in the words and knock me off of my stick. You know, yeah, I have to be convinced. And I will not run. If you convince me I am wrong, you know, with a source that I cannot deny, then I tell you what, you accept what I say, if you like. But I am not going to back away from something that my conscience tells me is right. I will not. Because if everything I think is wrong, well, I would have to throw away everything then. After I go through everything, I would have to throw them away. Of course. Well, that's what happened to me on the Bible. I don't find anything in the Bible that holds me on. I don't find anything in there, right? So, what I'm saying to you is that you don't have anything to worry about, because as long as you're justified with the way you're living and you don't have any need to say, well, I don't have to this, I don't have to that. Just think that you should be kind to share your knowledge with other people if you're sure that you are right. But if you tangle up with believing foolishness where you don't even can't explain, you know, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to dead stupid. That's what's going to happen. I want to know. I want to face you who think you know the truth and you have the source to back it up. Why should I leave sources that I think backs me up and you're talking nonsense to me that you can't back up? That's right. No. No, you're going to be right when you discover that when you're wrong. If you can't discover when you're wrong, you know, that's not a good thing. All right, let me go on. Not a whole lot left, about 20 minutes or so to go. And I want to thank you for tuning in, right? Don't forget that. Kingship was lowered from the civilized heaven, Nibiru, to earth. I have the book. I read it several times. I tell you how we were created and how kingship came on earth, the government. We have government. Well, you know, so not until we know, I mean, you're going to be stupid. You're going to be in a stupid position because you don't know. I am telling you now, that there is government. We have government here. Okay? But these sodomite white people, they think they are this and they are that and they can do anything. When they find out that we don't know. They really know that we don't understand, you know. They know that. And anytime they hear the truth, they know to react to it. Twitter still has not responded to my tweet. That is 3 years and more. I mean, February gone was 3 years since I filed an appeal with Twitter. And they promised me that they would respond to it soon. And until now, they have not responded yet. 3 years and more? An appeal at Twitter? Have you ever heard Twitter hold out so long on a tweet? I don't know about that, because they... On the tweet that they
that they blocked from me before. I didn't like go to an appeal, but I think I make some representation to them and some. But this one was an official appeal. And those that they held on before, maybe four or so, it didn't take no more than maybe 2 weeks or something like that before they clear up the controversy. Why they can't clear up this controversy now? Right. You, my friends, there are things going on. Let go of your belief, because that's not a good thing to affect the way your mind is thinking. Be objective. Search things out. You see what I mean? And then you are free, totally free. If you are looking at stuff the right kind of way, word, science, process way, you will be free indeed forever. But what I'm trying to tell you, these white people, they have a lot to answer for, these white people. They think that everything is going all right. There is a force above us, beyond us, everywhere, that is going to take them down. Because one thing, they don't have enough intelligence to live in a civilized world. More what to talk about, they're a government. I'm telling them, look, leave us alone to live our lives, because they are going to be very sorry. They think that they're going all right. They're not. I'm telling them, get out. Get out of our way. All right? I'm telling them that. Because nothing I read say anything good about white people. Nothing. Like, for example, their relationship to civilization stinks. Nothing. Okay? All they do is mix their bucket of dirt and throw it on civilization. They take what they find is good and enhancing to them, but they don't want to have nothing to do with the God civilization that they brought on earth. They're actually saying that they start the new world on planet earth. I'm telling you what I get from the sources that I am compelled to follow. The ape men, forced crossbreeding with opposite wise sapiens, created disaster. That's what they do. They plunge us into disaster. And so, listen to this. The ape men are looking for an evolutionary account of human origin, because they think and write fiction in the place of nonfiction. But why do they begin to have such likable friendship with the African first superpower, especially on or around the time of the 509 BC coup of the Roman king Lucius Tarquinius in Rome? Hello? What do you got to say about that? Something is gone, hebbing. Yes, because when two irreconcilable enemies start kissing each other, then doomsday is very near. We need to sort it out, because there are numerous civilized societal civics of social science dealing with the rights and duties of citizens, that Africa abandoned, for example, it ceases to administrate Elohim God kingdom, kingship government. We're talking about Africa, right? They come in fellowship with the white sodomite United States Republic. Why? Why Africa gone silent, and not able to say anything concerning all of the iniquities of these uncivilized sodomite monkey origin white people pretending to be human civilization? They used to wear animal skin. Why won't they wear animal skin again? Why are they wearing things that we wear? Okay? So now, yes, there is a lot of kingship duties, civic things that Africa should be doing, considering that everything that makes society is not from the white sodomite people, uncivilized people, them, who pretending to be real people, right? Deep inside, them are here. Okay? Now, this is a bad thing, and whoever you ever hear talking about this thing, you hear me talking about it, right? Just let me know if you understand what I'm saying, though, because, you know, I read and I know what I'm saying, but what if something out there and somebody needs to say something? I want you to call me and talk to me. You can't call me now, though, because time running out. When I say time is running out, so you understand, I have 1 hour that I run without any telephone. I have 2 hours to take calls. So if you hear me say anything, and you're probably not, you know, justify with what I say, I am giving you this clarity that right now there is about 12 minutes I have on my clock here. It may be a little bit different on your clock. Yes, before the clock, the curtain will drop and my show is over. So what I am really saying to you now, I am like, say, a good, 40 to 45 to 50 minutes over and beyond the time when you could call in and the system would pick you up. So you have to call me between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Right? So that's what I mean by, you know, you cannot call me now. All right. So I am telling you now, my friend, the truth about our world, the real civilization that is in our world. Well, I have the civilization in me because since I read and find out this is the way I'm to think, I just fall in line. And I don't have any, you know, fellowship from almost nobody at all. I mean, is like, would even take up the phone and call and say, let us have a conversation about this. You know, it's like everybody afraid, to have conversation with me. You know what I mean? I don't see that. You know, I think the best thing that is here in the book, that's what we should be about, is not Bible that people, these sodomite fucking ass white people, uncivilized people, are using against us, and that's what we are drawn to. I understand why, because I was in there, you know, but now, when I started to read, I really got, I fell in line. I fell in line, and I like what I have discovered.
Okay, my friends, I'm getting down to the bottom of this now. I'm saying that we need to sort things out because indeed we have been inculcated with uncivilized information, and there are a lot to see, to sort out, to realign ourselves, right? So we need to sort it out because there are numerous civilized societal civics, societal science, dealing with the rights and duties of citizens that Africa abandoned. You see what I mean? They abandoned it. Can you see it? Am I making sense? 2,600 years now. Africa has not been any use to African people. And I think those who are in Africa are just living, and they are not taken care of either because Africa turned Christian. They turned Christian. And Christianity is like taking them all and throw them into a sewer pit. You see? Because, I mean, being Christian is losing, I mean, your cerebrum and cerebellum is gone. You're just eating and drinking and mumbling, talking, all kind of stuff that is not making much of a sense at all. You see? And the few people who might remember the old good times of our ancestors, they can't talk not now because Christianity is stifling them. You see, when you talk, your voice cannot be heard because you have to be, you know, if you're thinking about what is right, but you don't have any force. You see, not unless you have force is anybody going to hear what you say and either run or be identifying the truth. Apart from that, my friend, what we have here, we have something to sort, a lot to sort out and re-educate ourselves, you see, and condition yourself to what you see to be the right way to think and to behave and to magnify your creator into your soul. And so it is, for example, it ceases to demonstrate the Elohim God kingship government. Yeah. It says, yes, the Elohim gods. Yes. It ceases to administrate the Elohim gods, kingship government, and has adopted the ape men so-called democracy, a system fake government, which do frequently atrocities. Who do frequent atrocities? Who? Yes, a system fake government which do frequent atrocities on the ethnic hybrid people and more. And the civilized human world crumbles. Are you able to see it? And my friends, that's about it. I talk a lot, and I commend us in the Lord's mercy that they have mercy on us. Because look, we don't worth anything. We just live so, and we dead so. So whatever we are doing, and we are supporting an economy all around the world, and all of what we're doing. But don't forget, you go and
sleep at night and you get up the next day and you do things and you do things. Life is the same thing. I mean, revolving and basically revolving and rotating, as it were, like the earth does. We are of less value than anything else, you know, that is created for the pleasure of the cause of nature then. So I am saying to you that remember, anything you are thinking, it is either pure or impure. And if we, our value, you know, just like if you have a car and you upkeep the car, even when it's old, you can get a reasonable look of price for it. But what if, you know, you have it long and it's old up and, you know, nobody don't even want that now. It's different if you keep the car up and you can get money. Well, so are we. If you don't clean your soul up and you have to be running after every lust that feed your flesh, you're living in vain. You know, there's not more to you than that, right? Food and things like that. It's just like a dead dog, or you see a dead duck in the road, a dead cat or something, or a bird fall out of the sky and don't fly again, dead. We hybrid, civilized people, not white people, not church people. We have a higher value than even the Homo erectus that these white people kill out. Although we are in the higher human, but we are higher than them because they were just base. They were just base sapien. But we are the part of sapien that has we are the portion or subgroup that get the blood of the gods and become hybrid human being. We are the only set of hybrid human beings that began with two people, Adam and Eve, the first sample, right? We are the first, and all of us stem from Adam and Eve right there. And we don't value anything unless we seek to be pure. You have to seek to be pure. And if you are giving away to a whole bunch of things where lust is always pulling you over and getting you defiled and stuff like that, you have to process yourself until you get out of that and content to live clean and suck, you know, sucking by far a sweeter juice out of being pure in heart, you know, in your spirit, in your soul, whichever you call it. But in your inner person, you don't want none of that stuff anymore. No matter how sex sweet, if the sex is not the pure sex, you don't want none. You know, better go after the flesh, because at the dead thing that, you know, your breath stop beating and you don't want no more of that, they're pussy. Because when the body dead, I mean, what your pleasure you're going to have in having sex with a dead body. So you see the importance of life and you keeping yourself pure. That's the summit of the hybrid people. Don't mingle with them white people here. Will come and mix us up and stuff like that. Let's burn them with the truth, and they won't be able to stand among us. You see what I mean? The gods will stand by us, because only when we are dirty and unclean, they can't bother with somebody like us.
they want to bring a flood and kill us off, you know, and stuff like that. See, in the in that last flood, what they call it, Noah's flood, you see what happened? A lot of those people, because they were rebellious and out of control, based on what we have in read about the report, you see, they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen until it was too late. But there were like about eight people, right, in a ark. We call it Noah's ark, right? So it's like we were close to being completely wiped out. We ain't nothing, but we are something if we keep pure. No joke about that. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you will find pleasure and knowledge into what I am saying here. And you be blessed.